Making it big in the music industry is no easy task. People post videos on YouTube, try to get on a show like American Idol, or shop their albums around, hoping to get signed. A record label in the Northwest is making it a little easier to get in the door by signing a contract with artists for just one song. The company is called London Tone, and as KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us, the mostly unknown performers get to record their song at the famed London Bridge Studios in Shoreline.
London Bridge Studios is the place that helped launch Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. On this particular day, there's a lot of brass going on. A six-piece funk band called the Fabulous Party Boys is warming up to record downstairs. And upstairs, Owar Arunga, the trumpet player from Macklemore, is going over some freshly laid tracks. This buzzing studio is where the new label, London Tone, is producing most of its work. Instead of investing time and money in entire albums, the focus is on pushing out one new single each week. It's a year-long project called 5252, A Year in Your Ear. It kicked off in January with a song called Pilot, written and performed by Kim Virant. In the golden age of the Northwest grunge scene, Virant fronted the band Lazy Susan.
In the 90s, when all that was coming through, everybody got signed around me, and my band Lazy Susan never did.
Virant has been making music over the years and performing, but this is the first time she's ever had a contract.
It was great when they asked me. I said, oh my God, I'm 48 years old. I'm finally signed. So I was there. So even the old broads can make it.
Jeff Ross, one of London Tone's partners, says the idea for A Year in Your Ear came from seeing the trend of people buying more single tracks than entire albums and knowing there's a lot of great music that isn't seeing the light of day.
This really came from the fact that there's a tremendous amount of talent out there. They're recording and putting out great recordings all the time. The bands take the recordings. They walk out the door of the studio and nothing happens.
The amount of work London Tone puts into promoting these bite-sized pieces of music, these singles, is substantial. 52 professionally produced songs, 52 press releases. The label also shoots four-minute videos of bands and singer-songwriters talking about their work. Each song costs the company between $4,000 and $8,000 to produce and promote.
It's been a monstrous task.
Ross says just because most of the songs are being recorded in the studio that helped launch grunge onto the world stage doesn't mean London Tone is sticking to that one genre or any type of music, really.
So one week we may be doing a band like Anjuman, which is probably one of our more avant-garde releases, which is Indian ragas over Afro-Cuban rhythms. Next week, we may be doing a country song by Jessica Lynn.
There's an eerie wind blowing from the cool northwest, and it's calling my name. I can hear it as I try to remember. I'm gonna try to forget.
Jessica Lynn moved from Denmark to the Northwest a few years ago to pursue her love of country music. For Lynn, writing songs is as essential to her as breathing and eating. Her song, Calling Me Home, was released in the sixth week of the project. Lynn says making musicians focus on one track creates better music.
There's no room for, it's a half okay, decent song, we'll put it in there. There's no room for that. Every song has to have its own life, its own story, its own its own place in the world. And if it doesn't have that, keep writing, because then the next one will.
So is this working? Are these musicians getting their songs on streaming services like Pandora or being used in commercials? Kim Virant's song Pilot is having some success.
It's on Starbucks right now. So when you're in there buying a coffee, you might hear it in up above playing. So I think that's very thrilling. 10,000 stores. Who knew?
At least one grunge song did make it into the Year in Your Ear lineup, but it's not from a Northwest band. The group is called Neodea. They're from Italy. And when they recorded their song Doretta TV at the famed London Bridge Studios, one of the band members was so happy to be there, he got onto his hands and knees and kissed the parking lot. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.